tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Le tshona njani mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 Ntulikazi 2018 nguNtungamile Inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
useRigile already ngoba nxa ezavotisa amapolisa ebusuku sokusitsha ukuthi kusiyaphela ilanga lokuthi kuvotwe, lisiyafika wonke umuntu olipolisa uyabe sevotile, bese siyavota mhla ka-30 uyabe sephinde isipili. Ngakho lolu ukhetho sesihle sithi asisakholisi ukuthi sithi thina sizavota sikhululekile.
Abamabandla aphikisayo kobulawayo batshengisele lamhlanje bekhonona ngokuvotiswa kwamapholisa ngudlu izolo eRose Camp.
We shall win the elections on 30th of July peacefully, and we rule peacefully.
Ubaba uthi ufuna uthando lokuthandana sambeni kuma election ngokuthula, sikhampela ngokuthula.
Umongameli Mnangagwa wabele abantu bejotsholo eMathebeleland North inkomo ezedlula inkulungwane phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture namuhla. Kuhlelo lokuzilibazisa olwe Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba leqembu lezokholo ele ofakazi. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abamabandla aphikisayo kobulawayo batshengisele ezitaladeni lamhlanje besola ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission phezu kokuvotiswa kwamapholisa ngudlu izolo eRose Camp lakwezinye inkamba phansi kohlelo lwe-postal voting. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva kokuthola imibiko yokuthi amapholisa ayavota kobulawayo eRose Camp ngepostal vote, betshelwa ukuba bavotele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kuhlelo obelungaziwa la iziphathamandla zezek kobulawayo, amabandla aphikisayo avuke ayaqala ukutshengisela phakathi kwenkamba lapho abadudulwe khona ngamapholisa. Odinga ukumela imakhokhoba edalela eParliamente umnumzana Sidingani Dube ngomunye obetshengisela eRose Camp lamhlanje.
USerigile already ngoba nxa ezavotisa amapholisa ebusuku sokusitsha ukuthi kusiyaphela ilanga lokuthi kuvotwe, lisiyafika wonke umuntu olipolisa uyabe sevotile, bese siyavota mhla ka-30 uyabe sephinde isipili. Ngakho lolu ukhetho sesihle sithi asisakholisi ukuthi sithi thina sizavota sikhululekile.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Max Banda yena uthi ubuqili bukaMnangagwa sebusobala.
Zimbabwe enhle. Namhlanje mhla ka-13 ngiyalazisa lapha maZimbabwe wonke ukubana silapha eRose Camp lapho uMnangagwa esithi ngupresident ukathathela umgabe. Yena nangu sevotisa futhi amapholisa. Sithi hayi Mnangagwa, sicela ama free and fair elections.
Unkosikazi Nokuthaba Hlongwane womanyano we-MDC Alliance laye usole kabanzi okwenziwa nguhulumende kaMnangagwa.
Ye, sithi thina le nto eyenziwe emapholiseni, amapholisa ayafana lathi uMnangagwa kayekele ubuqili, kayekele ukuthi kuvotwe ngesikhathi singakavoti, singakavotwa kathize nxa uthi ufuna ukuthi arike, manje kakaqalisi, kakathi one, njengangabe eMathebeleland vele asifuni nakumbona.
Amavoti amapholisa abo abiwa ezayagcinwa ngabezeki eHarare engavulwanga abesethunyelwa lapho ababhalisela ukuvota sekusele amalanga amabili ukuba ukhetho lwenziwe. Kusenjalo ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party seliqale ukuhamba likhankasa edolobheni lakobulawayo lithanyela imigwaqo. Ozamela i-MRP ebulawayo Central edalele eParliamente uNkosazana Sehliselo Ndebele laye usemkhankasweni lo.
Sanje bezile campaign lapha kuBulawayo esibhidini esibizwa ngokuthi enough campaign. Le campaign besiyenza kakhulu ukuthi sikwazi ukungejana nama-voters wethu.
Sekusele amalanga alithumi lasikhombisa ukuba iZimbabwe iqhube ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kunye namakhansili, kodwa kulokungazwani kwamabandla ezombusazwe lekhomishini yeZEC ngendlela elungiselela lolu khetho lobanje ukukhankasa sekufike esibangeni esiphezulu. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America,
VOA. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wabele abantu bejotsholo eMathebelele North inkomo ezidlula inkulungwane phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture namuhla andubana akhulume labalandeli bakhe emhlanganweni wokukhankasela ukhetho esomhlolo stadium eLupane. Kubika uStandekile Mhlanga we Studio 7.
Kuna vari kuita zvima demonstration, demonstration ai voti.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthembise abantu inhlelo eziningi zokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe ezigoqela ukuphutshisa olwegwayi Shangani Dam oluzalithela iMathebeleland amanzi. Asizweni amanye amazwi akhe ehumutshwa ngumgcini sihlalo weMathebeleland North kubandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Richard Moyo.
We shall win the elections on 30th of July peacefully and we rule peacefully.
Ubaba uthi ufuna uthando lokuthandana sambeni kuma election ngokuthula sikampela ngokuthula.
Kuna vari kuita zvima demonstration, demonstration ai voti mupolitemu. Falling boost, not be the moon one.
Pambilo Gubambana, Pass Nemandu, Ayonga.
Uyanibonga ubaba challenge son.
Esabela abantu inkomo ejotsholo. Umongameli Mnangagwa ubakhuthaze ukuthi bezigcine kuhle zithuthukise impilo yabo.
If you get three, amatoka zam three, noma am ten kumbe, njengezinduna. A2, Sabanika 5 or 10, Abatokas. After 5 years, this is a Rantana Kumbi, Abatatu number 4. So, after 5 years, the battle is the first one. Is nearly the Tatu number 1, Nizaru. So, the battle. So, he programmed in Singapore, Ubuti, Amasali, Emakaya. We are empowering the households at home. When I'm my Navacha or Fanavacha, and if that's making them come, but not to eat them, no, to breed with the hand, and if
Ebonga amazwi kamongameli Mnangagwa unobhala webandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Obed Mpofu. Ukhulume ngodaba oluhlupha kakhulu eMathebeleland.
Bakubonga ngakho konke okwenzela ilizwe le ngenyanga ezingu-6 edluleyo. Kodwa into abayicela amayouth baba yikuthi khona kungcono kakhulu ukuthi ngabe liqhatha amayouth akhonapho kulokuthi kulethwa amayouth abangasoba lapha nxa imisebenzi ivukile. And wakhuluma ngakho ubaba ewange wathena watshela i-management yezesa, watshela i-management yekorari, wathi nxa kusenzakala yonke intuthuko esigabeni kube loqhatshwa abantwana bakhonapha. Izinduna lazo ziyakhala zithi kulezilimo kodwa nxa sebelimile inyamazana zifike zidilize konke lokhu bengasuzanga i-compensation. Konke lokho ubaba uthi uzakwenza ukuze kuthuthukise isigaba sakithi.
Ezinye iziphathamandla zebandla leZANU-PF ebezikulo umhlangano zigoqela umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, Sibusiso Moyo, Angel Patrick Geje, Jacob Mutenda, Thembiso Nyoni, Kenny Matema, labanye. Ngakwelinye icele, umkhokheli womanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ube nomhlangano ofanayo eMtasa Central lapho athe belokhu belisa ukuthi inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission iqhube ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngikhona pa eWashington ngosithandekile Mhlanga.
Yebo, mthwaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usilohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today axoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhathi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ize yavuma namuhla ukuthi ngempela amapholisa aqalise ukuvota lanxa nje ibikulandule lokhu izolo ngemva kokubanjwa xhaka kwamapholisa evotiswa ngudlu eRose Camp kobulawayo izolo. Kodwa umgcini sihlalo wekomishini leyo unkosikazi Priscilla Chikumba ukulandule ukuthi amapholisa abanjwa ngamandla ukuvotela iZANU PF. UGibson Pepe usipha lolu daba.
Amapholisa endaweni ezehlukeneyo zelizwe ezigoqela iBulawayo wange lezinye aseqalisile ukuvota okwethuse uZulu esithi ibandla leZANU PF selicalile ubuqili kukhetho lwalonyaka. Omunye wamakhomishini unkosikazi Sibongile Ndlovu uthi uZulu kakumelanga ethuke ngoba kuvele kuyimvumo njalo kusemthethweni ukuqala ukuvotisa ngepostal vote.
Postal ballot inikwa abantu ababeyicelile bebhale ugwalo bayicela kuzeki besenziwa ukuthi basemsebenzini kahulumende ngaphandle kwelizwe kumbe basemsebenzini kahulumende laba abamapholisa lamasotsha kumbe njengabayezeki ababe besezindaweni abangahlali kuzo ngesikhathi sokhetho. So nxa sebecelile bavunyelwa bayathunyezelwa ama ballot papers la abe phakathi kwemvlopu. Imvlopu yokuqala ephezulu iyabe ibhala ibizo lomuntu lo ozavota, ibhala ibizo lakhe, le ward yakhe, le constituency yakhe, le province yakhe.
Uqhubeke echasisa ngalolu hlelo lwe-postal voting.
Uzuvote uyathatha imvlophu yakhe abe lapha khona. Akudingeki ukuthi kube labantu bezeki bezekhayeni ukuthi uvote njani. Akula muntu okhokhelela ukuthi uvota njani.
Ukukhonona kuvela ngemva kokuba umnumzana Silayi Gwana isiphathamandla sezeki elandule ukuthi amapholisa ayavota kobulawayo izolo okudale ukuthandabuza ukuba izeki ingabe ingasiyo ephethe lolu khetho. Ngimele Studio 7 Harare, ngiuGibson Pepe.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu njalo abazaqapha ukhetho lalonyaka babe lomhlangano lentatheli namuhla besethula sebekubone kusenzakala ngaphambilini kwalolu khetho. Kubika ubathabile Masuku.
Abenhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abantu zingaphansi kophahla lwe-Election Situation Room zisole kakhulu ukusebenza kwe-Commission eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ngokuphatha ukhetho ngendlela ebangela ukuthi uZulu engayithembi. Ilunga le-ESR uMnumzana Dumisani Nkomo uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi iZEC iguqule indlela esebenza ngayo ukuze abantu bakhululeke njalo bayethembe.
Sibone kulenkinga yokhetho ukhetho oluphathelane ngokuvota kwamapolisa besebenzisa uposo kumbe ipostal voting. Sithole ukuthi Rose Camp kobulawayo kube lokhetho lukaposo lepostal voting. Kodwa ukhetho lolu kuyenzakale ngendlela eletha ukuthandabuza ebantwini. Uthethe uthi kumele bevote aplaye bese bevota umunye ngamunye. Kwesibili thola ukuthi kodwa okungela lwazi mbe information ngepostal voting le.
Elinye lamalunga e-election situation room umnumzana Michael Ndiweni ukhuthaze izeku ukuthi indlela abenze ngayo ayivezi ubungcitshi ngoba ingazisanga uZulu ngokuqala kwalolo hlelo.
Izeki yona kumele nje iphumele egcekeni ikhuluma ukuthi hayi amapolisa aseqalisa ukuhlela kwale postal voting lucula mhla ka 16 as an example dalo ukuthi sizwe ubukhulu wabezeki ubaba uSlaigwana esesala ukuthi akona le njalo eyenzakalayo ngamanga ukuthi ilangane ngakatshoni bese sibona amapolisa ezevuma ukuthi hayi kwenzakele.
Leli qembu labantu abe-election situation room bathi abazwakali ukuthi isimo sinjani kwezinye indawo njengezinkambeni zamasosha lapho okungafikanga abantu khona. IZEC ithi yona ayilamlando lapho kukhangelane lokuvota ngeposo. Kodwa linhlanganiso ithi izabamba iZEC ngamandla ukuthi ibe lengxenye kuleso sabelo njalo bazazama zonke indlela ezigoqela ukuya emthethwandaba. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikubulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump uhlangane lenhloko kahulumende yeleBhilithani lamhlanje unkosikazi Theresa May kulokuxokozela okukhulu lokutshengisela kwabantu bakulelo lizwe besithi kabamjabuleli. Icele leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngonkosazana Thokozani Khuphe selicele umsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ukuthi ehlukane lokungenela kunhlelo zokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokho kuphume emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba wokupha umbono wabo wokukhonona phezu kwendlela bekhomishini ebona ngezokhetho eyezek eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Unobhala jikelele webandla leli umnumzana Nixon Nyikazino uthi bakhathazekile ngokwenza kukaChiwenga lapho ekhuluma ngeZEC.
Cela ukuthi uChiwenga hantsho uyakwazi ukuthi ngumuntu wayephambili vele ngendaba yekhulu eyenzakala umhla ka 18 November. So sicela ukuthi akathesi ngendaba zangama-elections esithi njalo njengabantu abeZimbabwe ukuthi beke behambe bechuze umuntu abamfunayo nothi ukuthi yena etshele ukuthi iZEC yenze njani ngendaba ama-elections. Ama-reforms esikhuluma ngayo khamathi yenjalo engahluphani engahlukumeze aboZEC labochepe semangona ukuthi benze ama-elections kanjani. Sifuna ukuthi yena ekwazi ukuthi sengu-vice president kasoli soja amasoja asiwafuni vele ngendaba zama-elections yikho sifunayo.
Ekhuthaza abezeki kuba baqhube umsebenzi kakuhle hathi kukhanya angani beyingxenye yelinye lamabandla ancintisayo kukhetho.
Asifune vele ukuthi iZEC ibe yenza as if nge-organization ezanu-PF or yenza izinto entuthukweyo ukuthi bekathisele ukuthi izanu-PF ize ibe ingene iwine ama-elections. Asifuni lokho. IZEC ibodi eli-independent, so sicela ukuthi bona besitshengise njengama-political party ukuthi ukwenza kwabo vele ngabantu abayi-independent abangesiwo abantu abasenjiswa ngabantu bezanu-PF. So thina njengabantu abeZimbabwe sesiphuma eParliament sithi abantu abeZimbabwe kabakhulume bethi i-election esingena kuyo le kufanele ibe i-free fair election nothi injonge ukuthi abantu abeZimbabwe bagcile eParliament behambise izinto ezingafunayo ngabantu abaphandle.
Abebandla likankosazana Thokozani Khuphe basola kakhulu inkulumo kaChiwenga sikhathi sonke ekhulumisana loZulu emihlanganweni yokudinga usekelo lwamavoti lapho azwakala njengomuntu otshela abeZEC okokwenza. Kungalesi sizathu bekhuthaza abeZEC ukuba baqhube umsebenzi wabo belandela umthetho. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevisi Gama.
Ibandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa namuhla lixoshe amalunga alo angene kukhetho ngenkani kumbe ezimele. Abaxoshiweyo laba bagoqela umeli weMavuku Tafara edale lePhalamende, umnumzana James Maridati lomeli weHarare West edale elifanayo, unkosikazi Jesse Majome. Kusenjalo umtshutshisi omkhulu kahulumende umnumzana Ray Gova laye uxotshiwe namuhla esetheswa icala lokwehluleka ukutshutshisa kuhle amacala enkohlakalo etheswa abake baba yiziphathamandla zikahulumende kamgabe. Sixoxele encwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Ukujeziswa kumbe ukukhishwa kukamthuthisi omkhulu welizwe kwenziwa ngaphansi kwesiteso sombuso lemithetho efakelwe khona lokho kukhangelwe ukuthi abe yilokho okuthiwa u-independent. Singakhohlwa ukuthi i-National Prosecuting Authority iliqembu elizimeleyo kayithunywa ngama-politicians, kayithunywa ngu-president ukuthi thuthisa lo ungathuthisi loyana. Ngakho-ke nxa ngabe ukhuluma ngokuthi kulamacala amakhulu awe-corruption engakawathuthisi kungenzeka ukuthi labo bantu babotshwa ngoba bengama-political opponents, akunabufakazi, angeke azabe udinge abuzuze bungekho. Yona leyo nto kuyafanele ukuthi ikhangelisise ukuthi icala lakhe licala yini kumbe wana ukusetshenziswa ukulwa labantu abangahambisani lalo uhulumente okhona.
Nezinye indlela Ncube kungatholakala ukuthi ukumiswa kwakhe umsebenzi kuhambelana nalo kungezwani yini okukhona phakathi kwamaxuku atshiyeneyo kubandla leZANU PF?
Yebo, kungenzeka khona lokho, kodwa ngithi lapha sesiyacabangela kungenzeka njalo ukuthi ngempela iyamehlula umsebenzi, kodwa sifuna ukuthi sikukhangele ngendawo zombili.
Umnumzana Efidlela Ncube yincwethi kwezombusazwe. Ukuxotshwa kukagoba lokhu kuza ngesikhathi omunye wabetheswa amacala enkohlakalo ngesikhathi sikamgabe umnumzana Ignatius Chombo eselobele umthethwandaba we-High Court ecela ukuthi ulahlele kachana amacala awetheswayo. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Lovemore Maduku ufikise isicelo lesi enkantolo izolo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni we-cricket linqotshiwe lamhlanje kumdlalo wama-one-day internationals. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu lePakistan leliqale ukutshaya ibhola labuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lathoba mnombili 380 ngemva kwama-overs angamashumi amahlanu lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayisikhombisa. Iqembu leZimbabwe lithe seliphendula lenelisa ukuthola amaranzi alikhulu lesikhombisa 107 kuphela kuma-overs angamashumi amathathu lanhlanu. Umdlali weqembu lePakistan udale umonakalo omkhulu uqembu leZimbabwe ngu-Imam Ul Haq, yena otshaye amaranzi alikhulu elilamashumi amabili lathoba mnambili eyedwa okulinani elidlula lelo elitholwe ngabadlali bonke abeZimbabwe. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNesh Mgogoyarira obebukelela umdlalo enkundleni eQueen's Sports Club kobulawayo ukuthi abadlali abaxabana lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket phezu kweholo elitholwa ngabadlali kumele baphenduke babe ingxenye yaleli qembu ukuze iqembu leZimbabwe lingabi yinhlekisa.
Iqembu leZimbabwe amaChevrons adlalanga kuhle, bayenze okuyangisa kokuthi iZimbabwe irekhodi yokudliwa kakhulu lapha eQueen's Sports Club yayiyenziwe ngeminyaka esingathi eyi-8 edlule bedlala le qembu eleSri Lanka lapha abadliwa khona nge-118. Namhlanje amaranzi abawenzileyo yi-107 kuphela. Abafana laba abanye basesebatsha, kukahle ukuthi iZimbabwe ikhumisa nemlotala labanye abadala ngoba laba abatsha hayi basafunda. Laba abanye abakhona abadala abanjengabo ukaputani uMthuli Masakazi hayi kadlalanga kuhle njalo uyefileka ubana ephakamisa abafana.
Kulabadlali abathenjiweyo ababalisa ababengokapteni beqembu lesizwe uGraham Cremer, uBrendan Taylor kanye loSikhanda Raza abangekho kuqembu leZimbabwe elingqilana lilePakistan ngoba kulokungezwani phakathi kwabo lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Cricket phezu kweholo. Umdlalo wesibili phakathi kwalawa maqembu ukhona ngomvulo mhlazilitshumi lesithupha njalo uzaqala ngemva kwemizuzu elitshumi lanhlanu ukutshaya ihola lethoba munyemunye ekuseni. Asikhangele umdlalo wenguqu. Imidlalo yekhasi lakaPremier Soccer League ingena kuviki lethumi lathoba munyemunye kulimpela viki njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lechapunguli zamukelele eMtare City ngase-Ascot ukuthi eleBulawayo City lizadibana leHarare City ePaphosfields. Iqembu leYata lizadlala leFC Platinum ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leChicken lizadlala leNicroot ngaseLuveve. Abafana beNkezi Platinum bazadlala labeTriangle ngasePawpap ukuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba lizanqikelana leBlack Rhinos ngaseNyamunga. Ngensonto iqembu leChiefs United lizadlala leBulawayo Chiefs eNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leJapan Mine lizadibana leDynamos naseMcLass ukuthi iqembu leHighlanders lizemukela leRentals ngasePapa Fields. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silo mhlabeleli wezokholo uFidus Sifanda ehamba leqembu lakhe leOfakazi Gospel Group. Lidlala delika Fitas Spanda elesitho panjalo lilengoma ezilichumi lambili. Ngokutsho kwakhe uvela kude mpela umhlabeleli.
Ekuqaleni bengidlala amadrama nanjalo ngibuye ngikhule umculo wembube. Kusho ukuthi ngakhula nje kanjalo, kanti nasekhaya nje kuyinto nje esiphila ngayo.
Lanxa ehlabela ekwele South Africa, uFidus uzalelwe ePlumtree esigabeni seMpandeni, wakhulela esontweni, yikho nje ehamba ngonyawo lwegospel.
Manje kuyisifiso sami sokuthi abantu bonke nga uNkulunkulu bemkhonze, ngenxa yokuthi okumanje esikhathini esiphila kiso abantu balibele ngoNkulunkulu ngenxa yokuthi into zomhlaba zimnandi. Manje kwangenza ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngidlulise imiyalezo manje ngokurekhoda manje amadlalade wengoma zokholo. Manje ukuthi abantu bekhona ukuthi nalama abezidlala kube nalapha ezibathinta khona.
Ingoma ezikuleli dlalade zigoqela le ethi litholakala njani dlalade kulabo abangathanda ukulithenga Sifanda?
Endaweni yaseZimbabwe litholakala manje kakhulu kuMr. Ncube laphana eNkulumane koMnyoro. Ifone number yakhe ithi 071-664178. Ngizoyiphinda futhi 071-664178. Kanti eSouth Africa litholakala kimi ku 061-708-9451. Ngizoyiphinda futhi ithi 061-708-9451. Leyo noma ngabe kuWhatsapp uyakhona ukungasapha ngayo ma ngabe ufuna isiqi noma yiliphi. Manje labo fakazi uyalithola kini.
Uyalicela njalo umhlabeleli balaleli ukuthi limxhase lithenge amadlalade akhe oqobo, hathi lawa abazwa izigilamkhuba eziphila ngezithukuthuku zamanye amadoda. Uphuma ke enkundleni uFidus Sifanda leqembu lakhe leOfakazi ngale eyisihloko sedlalade ethi limcobelele. Siyabonga Fitas Sifanda ehamba leqembu lakhe leOfakazi Gospel Group. Lingayika tshana liyalandela uhlelo lweLive Talk lapho esikhangela khona indaba zokhetho lamhlanje kunokukhonona ngokuvota kwamapholisa. Kwanele Mthwakazi, Oliver Lelisayo, Muntunga Milinko, Ma Libelobo Sugobu.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.